I was very happy with your reaction to my decision to stay down here. It really showed fine, presence of mind and everything else when I told you about my decision to stay down. You didn't die or stick your head in the oven or anything. I think that's really terrific. Most people generally don't explain themselves. Don't bother to explain themselves in the words that somebody else can understand. They just speak from their gut. But I've always tried to go into great length and detail to explain to you everything that I've done. But I get annoyed sometimes when I have to explain it many times. I always feel that I've already said it. Like, I already said a lot of things that I said on the previous tape. And you're going to have to try to trust me the first time, I think. I'm very sorry that you hadn't got my letter in which I explained my reasons for staying down before I called you from Antioch. A lot of the trouble in your own mind might have been eliminated if you had seen that letter first. Thank you very much for that $100 contribution to SNCC. And for all the food that you sent down. A lot of the people here, had never even seen a kosher salami, Dad, before. And enjoyed it very much. And the halava was the same way. I asked one of the local people that work with us, a local Negro kid, to have some halava. And he said, halahu? And he didn't like it too much. Most people don't like halava when they try it first. But I love this stuff, and a few other people here from New York just ate it all up. Just ate it all up, I and them. It was really great. I really appreciated it. And speaking of halava and kosher salami, something I'm looking forward to when I get home is eating steak sandwiches. That's a funny thing that I think about is good Philadelphia steak sandwiches. They have steak sandwiches down here, but they call it steak sandwiches, but actually it's just very spicy hamburgers. Same thing they have in the Midwest. Oh, and you don't have to worry, as far as the $100 contribution, you don't have to worry about your name appearing on any list, because nobody knows that you gave it. I cashed it myself. I went to the post office myself, and I brought $100 in cash back. And I just said it was from Antioch. So you don't have to have to worry about that. I mentioned before that people down here are thinking that if you're interested in contributing things, that possibly they could send you a list of essentials that are needed. Little inexpensive things. And I'm sure that list will be forthcoming. So if you feel like helping, you could do that. And they're going to write this list up soon and send it on up. Speaking of contributions, I had a great time at Antioch. I went there not only to arrange this division switch, but also to raise money. In fact, my primary object there was to raise money, and I just had a wild time. First of all, this is the division that I started with. This is the group of people that I started school with my freshman year. So I saw people there that I hadn't seen for 3 or 4 years. And I spoke before the NAACP and taught them our activities. And the NAACP chapter at Antioch decided to contribute money, decided to send their dues money to SNCC instead of the NAACP this year. So that nobody will get cards, but they will contribute to SNCC. And the Assistant Dean of Students, Phil Roop, set up meetings with me set up meetings for me with the Unitarian Church in town in Yellow Springs and with the Quaker meeting. So I spoke at both of those and raised quite a bit of money. Also, we had a general fundraising drive throughout the campus. So all in all, I brought back with me $224.75. Plus, the next day when I got down, we received your $100, and we received $50 from one of the people that I had spoken to at Antioch. We still haven't received the money from the NAACP, which will amount to about $50, but I'm sure they'll send it. So it was a very successful trip. How did the movie I sent you turn out? Or did it turn out? I think that's one of the pictures I took outdoors, but I forget exactly what I had on it. When I get home, I guess I'll see them. Would you please tell both my grandmothers, Grandma Pauline and Grandma Reuben, that I thank them very much for their Christmas presents. I really appreciated it. I'm going to save both their money that they sent down and the money that you sent down. Thank you very much for your Christmas present, too. I'm going to save all of that as part of my fare home when I come home. I guess Snick will give me the rest. And also tell both grandmas that I will write them. And I should have written them long before this, but please tell them that I love them very much and send them my regards. Incidentally, speaking of Christmas presents, you had written me what I wanted for Christmas. And it's a funny thing, because what I was going to ask for was an alarm watch. I need one when I travel, when I don't have my alarm clock. Because a lot of times, you know, if I want to wake up at a certain time, there's just no way of waking me up. And now I can use this one that Dad sent me. So I thank you very much for that. And that's just what I wanted for, you know, it's Monday now. It's the day before Christmas. And, you know, I really can't tell you how depressed I felt all day yesterday, all day Sunday, because I couldn't come to the wedding. I just felt so bad about it. And, you know, I knew what was going on, and I felt I should be home. I felt kind of a empty feeling in my stomach. And this was especially yesterday when I spent most of the day going to various churches and taking part in the Baptist Sunday services, you know, which is so foreign to me. And I try to overcome this. I try to call you several times, and you weren't home. I guess you were at the wedding. Anyway, I also feel very bad that I don't have anything to give Bobby and his bride. I don't have any present to give him. You know, I'm in really no position to buy anything. But I am going to send him a card and just express that I am sorry that I couldn't come and that all I give him is sincere best wishes and lots of mazel tov. I hope he schleps nachas from his unity. What did you tell Goldie, though? You know, why I couldn't come. I still don't know how much the family knows about what I'm doing. I wish you could, in your next letter, explain what you've been telling people and what you've been telling the rest of the family and who you've been telling what, so that when I write them, I'll know how much to tell them. You know, that's pretty important, and I'll wait. Well, I'll send the wedding card out right away, but I'll wait before I write letters until I find out what you've been telling them. And I wish you would even, you know, call up Goldie and call up Bobby and tell him that I sent a tape and that I wanted you to call them and tell them how sorry I was that I couldn't come and that I couldn't give anything and that I was thinking about them, and I did feel very bad that I couldn't come. And again, if you could give my love to both grandmothers, I'd really appreciate that too, because I really feel it, and I'm just sorry that I haven't contacted them myself. Tomorrow I'll probably feel bad also. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. But we have all sorts of invitations from different people. You know, Christmas, if you think Christmas is big where you are, down here in the Bible Belt, Christmas is like Passover and Hanukkah and Sukkot and all the holidays, New Year's, all rolled into one. It's the only holiday really that they have down here. And tonight we're going to have a big Christmas party given by some local people who wish us well. And tomorrow, that's the night, and tomorrow we have three invitations for three different Christmas dinners. So we're going to be stuffed and be running around from one dinner to the next. You know, we have to go to the mall. And it's going to be all sorts of excitement. And I'm looking forward to it in a way, but I still feel I like to be home, but I really can't be. If I, you know, when you leave a situation like this, you lose so much. And it's very important to the work that I had to stay down here, especially since we're just starting in a new county. And every day counts. We've been working steady every day. This is why this tape is so late. I really haven't had time. Today, we're going to Dorchester, Georgia, for a big staff retreat. SNCC workers from all over the South are going to meet there for 5 days, and it's going to be an intensive course, an intensive study course in method and in substantive problems. It's going to be sponsored by the Southern Christian Leadership Council, which is Martin Luther King's group. It's going to be a lot of work, and it's going to be very intensive, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to meeting people that I met in Nashville before. And so it should be a lot of fun. Oh, here's an important bit of information that I should give you. Our trial for the arrest was postponed until next year. See, it was supposed to have taken place 2 weeks ago when the state court first opened, but they postponed it. And it's going to be postponed till next year, and actually till God knows how long. See, there's been a lot of arrests, but there's never been any trials because they keep postponing it. The reason they do it is because they know that they have bad cases, and they know that they're going to lose eventually. But, for one thing, they want to wait until the heat and interest dies down so that they can quietly settle the case, you know, and lose without being a big national disgrace. And also because they have your money. They have our $300, for instance, now. And, you know, they keep our money, and they figure they can eventually break us. But I think it's mostly because they want to avoid scandal. So Dad doesn't have to worry about me pressing for the money to get our money back from Sheriff Matthews, because the trial was postponed, and we couldn't get it back until the trial. But that's good in a way, too, because we don't have to worry about it. It'll all be taken care of by our lawyer. And, you know, it's really no big deal. I wish I knew more about the situation with Dad and his job. Dad, I'm glad you're up for the job, but it's not clear to me. I don't know whether you know this yet yourself, when a job will be available. And Ma said that the only reason you're hesitating to take the job is because you're worried about my financial future. Well, the only way I can answer it is that, you know, I got to be honest with you, that I'm in training for whatever I'm going to do down here. And that, I'm a good worker at whatever I do. And you can be sure that I'm just as worried about it as you are. But if you're, I think, you know, you've made some kind of excuse if you're worried about my future, because, hell, you know, you can never tell. I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to make $1 million or anything. But that's not the point. The point is that if you want the job, you should take it. And let you know, me work my own future out. And I'll work my own future out on the basis of your plans. You shouldn't work your plans out on the basis of my future. That's ridiculous. And if I know that I have to make money, I'll make money. You know? That's all I can say. And there are advantages and disadvantages into taking the job. And you know that yourself. The advantages are for reasons of health and for reasons of relaxation and for reasons of interest. I think you'd be very interested in the job. But you have to decide whether all of that adds up to the loss in pay. I kind of think it does. I would be very happy if you could get a teacher's job. I think it would be great. I think we could all enjoy taking summers off together. It'd be good. You know, we could take a few weeks off each summer. You know, I'm getting a tremendous amount of use out of this tape recorder. I'm really glad I have it. For one thing, I'm studying Spanish. Remember that I recorded all those Spanish records on my tape. So I'm using a tape recorder for that. Another is I'm using it to send letters. And another is that I'm taping a lot of the things that go on down here, a lot of the meetings we have. I taped that meeting which you saw a picture of, which you saw the movies of, for instance. So I'll have a record of all of this for use for my report for Antioch or for whatever other use I want to put it to. Also, I use this to collect affidavits. For instance, when somebody, as was the case last week, tried to register to vote in Lee County, which is the county I'm working in, and was turned down through some flimflam, the registrar said that he was too busy. Well, I got the whole story from this person on tape, and I intend to turn it over to one of the local lawyers, because he has no right to be too busy, you know, to do his job. Also, there's several land grab deals going on down here, where Negroes have been swindled out of their land. Well, it's very handy to whip out this little tape recorder and get the whole story for use for the lawyer. And also for use for the federal authorities, which step in these kind of cases. So I'm very glad I have the tape recorder. Oh, you know what I would like you to send down? You know that small can of snuff you got from England? If you don't have any other use for it, I wonder if y'all would send it down here. Because the woman whose house we stay in uses this stuff a lot. And she might be glad to get a belated Christmas present of fine English snuff. So send it down, you know, if you can. If you want to use it for something else, it's okay, too. It's not that important. I mean, you know, if you decided to take snuff yourself or something, it's fine. There's something else I'd like to make clear is that we really don't need, I mean, I personally really don't need any more money. I still have a lot of the money that I originally brought down because our living expenses are so low. We get everything supplied to us. Even our travel expenses are low. So I really don't need money, and to have money lying around is a hindrance in such a poor area as this. We've already had some instances of petty thievery. So sit on your hands or something, and instead of sending me money. I just got Ma's letter last Saturday. 2 days ago. And, well, first of all, thank you very much for the driver's license. I now have two licenses, one for Georgia and one for Pennsylvania. So I'm pretty much set in the north or the south. I was very happy about the letter telling about the session with the psychiatrist. For one thing, Ma, I was very flattered and very happy and very pleased that you felt like sharing your experience with me right away. That when you got home, you did write it out, and you said that you felt like telling me about it. And I appreciate that. There's a few things. You shouldn't feel like everything is your fault. You know, there's one thing of learning, of gaining knowledge, of learning things. But then the trick is how to use it. And the way to use the knowledge that that the psychiatrist is giving you is not to increase your complexes by saying everything is my fault. But you should use it to see objective reality. And that is that nobody's perfect. And everybody makes mistakes. The thing is what's underneath it? What's underneath all these superficial mistakes? And I think even great parents. And we've had a lot less problems than most other people. You got to keep remembering that. That we all feel very close to each other. And that we communicate with each other. And we can speak honestly with each other. And that's a terrific thing. And we share a lot of common beliefs and all. Frankly, though, I was very surprised that the psychiatrist said that one of the reasons I'm down here is to rebel against you. Because I felt that one of the reasons I was down here was to fulfill our relationship. And that is that our relationship now, since I'm growing up, has to be based on something different from what it was before. And one of the ways of growing up, and one of the ways of putting substance into this new relationship, is I felt for me to do something that you would respect. And I felt also that I was fulfilling something that you were trying to do when you were young, and when you were in the struggle. And I wish you would see it in that way. And be proud of me that I'm trying to fulfill our relationship, and I'm trying to fulfill ideas that I'm sure that you share. Ma once told me that she's very sorry that she couldn't make the world good for me because her experience with the party didn't prove out to conquer the world. Well, I think she made the world good. Made the world better for a lot of people, because both of you, Dad, especially in ideas, and Ma, in terms of emotions, both taught me a lot. And here I am. I'm trying to put in my two cents. And you didn't raise me all wrong, for God's sake. You raised me great. So don't use any knowledge gained by the psychiatrist to your own detriment. And I'm sure the psychiatrist will tell you that, too. Well, the tape is running out now, so I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Hanukkah and a very Merry Christmas. And love to both my grandmothers, to all the relatives,